Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to DSM's conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star 1 at any time. If any participant has difficulty in hearing the conference, please press 00 on your push-button phone. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Raymond Franken. Please go ahead, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the conference call on the acquisition of Tortuga, which we announced earlier today. With me on the call are Mr. Feike Sijbesma, the CEO and Chairman of the DSM Managing Board, Mr. Rolf-Dieter Schwarz, the CFO and member of the DSM Managing Board, and Mr. Stefan Tanda, member of the DSM Managing Board and responsible for the Nutrition Cluster. They will tell you more about the transaction. You can also find more information in the presentation to investors, which can be found on the DSM company website, should you not have downloaded it yet already. After that, we'll be happy to take your questions. Just as a reminder, today's presentation can contain forward-looking statements. In that regard, I would like to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rolf-Dieter Schwarz. Rolf-Dieter, please go ahead.
Thank you, Raymond. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this conference call on the acquisition of Tortuga, which we announced earlier this morning. Let me take you briefly through this transaction and explain why we are excited about this acquisition, the seventh acquisition in the nutrition cluster since we announced our strategy, DSM in Motion, driving focused growth. Tortuga is a privately held Brazilian company. It is a leader in nutritional supplements with a focus on pasture-raised beef and dairy cattle. It is headquartered in Sao Paulo, Brazil, with about 1,200 employees, and has 3 production sites in Brazil. We announced this morning to acquire the company in an all-cash transaction for a total enterprise value of about €465 million. Depending on the actual 2012 EBITDA result, an adjustment can be made up to a maximum enterprise value of about €490 million based on the same EBITDA multiple. We expect to close the transaction in the first quarter of 2013, subject to customary conditions. This is a value-creating acquisition. It will be immediately accretive to our earnings per share. We also identified attractive revenue and other synergies. Tortuga's net sales for 2012 are expected at about €385 million with an EBITDA of about €60 million. Tortuga is active in the global market for nutritional supplements for ruminants, estimated to be well in excess of €4 billion a year, growing by about 3% per year. In organic trace minerals, and Tortuga is one of the global leaders in this field, the growth is much stronger at 7-10%. For DSM, this is a very attractive acquisition. We will strengthen our presence in the significant and highly attractive animal nutrition market in Latin America. In addition, we will be able to capture value from an extended value chain presence while we can leverage our strong international footprint. We can create value with revenue synergies by introducing our ingredients into Tortuga's products and mixes, and we can bring Tortuga's products to our animal nutrition customers worldwide. The acquisition of Tortuga will broaden our ingredient portfolio to include organic trace minerals and will allow us to become a full animal nutrition solution provider. These organic trace minerals containing essential elements such as copper, cobalt, zinc, and selenium have an excellent fit with DSM's animal nutrition portfolio for further global expansion. It will also strengthen DSM's presence in Brazil, the leading global beef producer and exporter with an attractive expected growth, and will give us additional sales channels in the Brazilian market. The acquisition is also consistent with our strategic focus on high-growth economies, one of the 4 growth drivers of DSM's strategy. We expect the transaction to be immediately EPS accretive. Customer operational efficiencies will also be realized in the integration process. Now I hand over the call to Feike for some closing remarks. Feike?
Thank you, Rolf-Dieter. Welcome again, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to have you again in the call and reporting on the signing of the deal with Tortuga. The acquisition which we have announced today, Tortuga, we in fact announced $2.2 billion worth of growth-enhancing acquisitions, of which $1.8 billion in the nutrition cluster since we embarked on our strategic plan a little bit less than 2 years ago. Since then, we have indeed done 2.2 billion on acquisitions with an EBITDA of 250 without synergies, with synergies that would of course be higher. After completion of the announced acquisition, our nutrition cluster will on a pro forma basis surpass 4 billion in net sales on an annual basis, resulting in a stronger and more stable growth and profitability for DSM overall. This acquisition will fully fit DSM's strategy as we continue to create value for all our stakeholders by providing innovative, sustainable solutions to the world's greatest current and future challenges. To summarize, DSM is delivering on its strategy, like I said, with 2.2 billion of growth-enhancing acquisitions announced in the last 24 months. With Tortuga, we are strengthening our animal health position, we are strengthening our position in the Latin American market, we are strengthening our position in the ruminants market, we are extending our nutritional ingredient range to include these organic trace minerals with a market growth of 7 to 10% per year. Tortuga offers also the opportunity, excellent revenue synergies with DSM to supply our vitamins and other products to Tortuga and via Tortuga to the market. And of course, we will introduce the Tortuga products globally into our network. DSM Nutrition Cluster, like I said, will be more than 4 billion euros on an annual basis on a pro forma calculation, and realize 5 years ago we were at 2.5 billion. The acquisition will be value creating and will be immediately EPS accretive. Good, now I would like to open the floor to questions. Operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer queue, you may press star 1 at any time. If you're on speakerphone, please pick up your headset before pressing the keys. So that's star 1 for your questions. Go ahead, please, ladies and gentlemen. The first question is from Mr. Andrew Noel, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hi, good morning. I believe I say yes, sir, in Crete. So, my first one is about the multiple. On this occasion, it actually looks quite high. The Cargill Provimi deal was 1.21 times sales. Oh, no, sorry, 0.93 times sales, and you're paying 1.21. So maybe if you can give me a little color on why on that basis, anyway, the valuation looks so strong to start with, anyway.
Okay. I personally, I doubt very much. That looks very strong. We have a multiple of about 8. You should look to profitability, and I think you should not look to a sales multiple. So if you look to an EBITDA multiple, about 8 is good. It is a different business than the Provimi business. The Provimi business is, in fact, a premix business. Without really separate ingredients which have a health benefit or feed conversion benefit, etc. So it mixes all kinds of supplied ingredients. This business is a business which has those trace minerals as a core, and those products have a health benefit to the animals, have a feed conversion benefit like the vitamins do, like the enzymes especially do, etc. Now, on top of that, they do not sell those healthy ingredients in itself, but they mix it also with other products like vitamins and other things into end products. You can call that a pre-mix or pre-mix-like business. And that creates the opportunity for us, of course, to bring our products in there. But you cannot compare this with a Provimi business. It has its own ingredients. Maybe you, Stefan, can add to that.
What about the ADM Lumix deal? I'm just trying to get a handle on what would be a sort of a comparable deal. Is the Lumix one better?
Stefan?
No, I think Frank, you described it very well. When you think back we've been often asked what kind of acquisitions we could make, and we've always talked about we could add additional ingredient platforms, like vitamins, like enzymes, like lipids, or we could add additional positions in the value chain in a fully integrated manner. The beauty of the Tortuga transaction is that it actually does both. It has a complete new ingredient platform with organic trace minerals as well as bicalcium phosphate, and it brings us much closer in the value chain to ruminant customers, particular customers of pasture raised ruminants. And therefore, it's very attractive and fits very nicely into our portfolio.
Okay. Did you have a clear run at this yourselves? Or, I mean, given ADM and Cargill's interest in this area, and you know, could you just give a little bit of background on how the two companies got together? And you know, did you have a commercial relationship with Tortuga or anything like that? Or
yes, we know the company, and we have a strong position in Brazil. We have already a strong position in Brazil, and therefore it's impossible not to know this company.
Mm.
They have a strong position into the whole Brazilian market. And in the beginning of this year, we started to further approaching them. And at the end of the day, that concluded yesterday night into a final deal. Coming back again, I think it's a highly attractive deal. You should look to our total nutrition business, and you know that the animal health plays a very important role in that, with also a strong profitability. And we, like we did in the human side, by the nutritional lipids, to expand the portfolio of products. What we're doing here is to expand the portfolio of products we have. Next to the vitamins, and enzymes, we add now another platform of products. On top of that, we enter stronger the Brazilian high growth economy market, especially for feed and ruminants, very, very important. On top of that, we bring our vitamins into their mixes, and on top of that, those new products we added to our range of vitamins and enzymes, etc., we will introduce globally. So, in that sense, in terms of synergy and value enhancing, it's a very attractive deal for us.
I've just got two more, if I may, and I'll try and make them brief. On the synergy side, that you're talking about cross-selling and so on, are there any sort of structural synergies that you can get from this deal? Having done the due diligence, what can you say on that?
Well, I will refer to Stefan on the cost synergies, but there is a strong revenue synergies in that sense that, once again, we bring in our vitamins and other products into their mixes. We already explained in the past that with a premix type of deal, that has a high advantage for us, because yeah, every vitamin or enzyme you can make in addition and bring into the mixes, that of course has a high profit contribution. To introduce their products globally into our network has also of course a revenue and therefore also profit synergy. On the cost synergies, Stefan, or other synergies?
Maybe the still on the revenue synergies, also important to say that Tortuga is very strong in ruminants, and of course we are very strong in poultry and swine. So as we take these organic trace minerals outside of Brazil, next to the geographic growth, we also will be able to take them into some of the other species categories.
Yes.
Now on the cost synergies, clearly that is not the driver, but we have significant operations in Brazil, including manufacturing and back office, and so does Tortuga. So there will be classic cost synergies as we combine our footprint in Brazil.
At this point, we're not connecting to any figure.
Andrew, I think that should answer your question for now. Let's have the next question, please, operator.
The next question is from Mr. Robert van den Oever, Dow Jones Newswire. Go ahead, please, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for inviting us on the call again. After yesterday when we discussed that you were looking forward and continue to look for acquisitions, as you said, and well, you deliver immediately the day after. Looking to the future, what is next? Are you looking to new acquisition on the same pace, or will that slow a little bit?
It takes always two to tango with acquisition, so you cannot easily plan this. But it's clear that after the completion of Vision 2010, at the end of 2010, so less than 24 months ago, we said, well, we have a strong balance sheet, and let's use that money for value-enhancing acquisitions. As I said, since then, we acquired for $2.2 billion in acquisitions, with an EBITDA without synergies and further growth of $250 million. And I think that is a strong contribution to our growth over the last period. By far, the major part of those acquisitions were spent into nutrition, life sciences, and the other part was in biomedical also. So it is in the area of growth and enhancing, etc. In the stable markets, and yeah, if we can continue to grow in this field, we still have a strong balance sheet, we will do. We have said before, we feel very comfortable with the size of acquisitions. I mean, in total, it was $2.2 billion. You could also have done one big acquisition of $2.2 billion, but we did it in smaller ones, around $500 million or whatever, and we felt very comfortable with all the acquisitions we did so far. We have no surprises, no disappointment, the due diligence was done well, etc. We integrated it pretty rapid, pretty easy, smooth processes, etc. So we feel very comfortable with the speed and the acquisitions we have done, three this year so far. And if we can continue, we will. And this field is a very attractive field. And like we did with the market products, by expanding our range of products in that nutrition business, what we do here is expand our range of products into the animal health feed business. And if we can do that, we will continue.
Okay, thank you. What is your actual war chest at this moment? Yesterday we discussed cash position, but including this deal, what's the actual amount?
What is that?
Yesterday I said after closing Ocean Nutrition Canada, which was after the end of the quarter, that we still had about $1.4 billion in cash. We can now take the amounts we give today in the press release. On a pro forma basis, we are slightly below $1 billion, but of course we also have a positive operating cash flow, so our war chest is certainly still higher than $1
billion. Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Ilko Hilteman, RTLZ. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Could you please give me an answer in Dutch for Dutch television? Can you tell me why does DSM take over this company?
DSM heeft een sterke positie in de hele voedingsmiddelen ingrediënten business, zowel voor human, menselijke consumptie, voedingsmiddelenproducten, als diervoeding. Dat vormt onze totale voedingsmiddelen ingrediënten, nutritional products portfolio. In beide gebieden zoeken we naar expansies. Op het terrein van voedingsmiddelen hebben we de afgelopen periode met name op de omega 3 en omega 6 vetzuren onze portfolio verbeterd. En nu doen we dat op het terrein van diervoeding met nieuwe gezonde ingrediënten voor diervoeding. En deze acquisitie vindt plaats in Brazilië, waarbij we natuurlijk ook verder kunnen groeien in wat we noemen de high growth economies, omdat Brazilië natuurlijk sneller groeit dan andere economieën. En met name voor veevoeder een belangrijke markt is, omdat natuurlijk veel koeien en andere dieren natuurlijk in Brazilië gemaakt, goed gebruikt worden. Dus vandaar deze acquisitie en het verstevigt onze positie op het hele nutritionele veld.
Ja, sorry dat ik het even herhalen, maar dat laatste kwam niet helemaal duidelijk over. Kunt u nog eens zeggen waarom juist de Braziliaanse markt zo interessant is als die hier voor de gas?
Nou, omdat in Brazilië is het natuurlijk, lopen veel koeien rond en veel van ons vlees komt natuurlijk uit Latijns-Amerika. Argentinië, Brazilië, Latijns-Amerika speelt een belangrijke rol in de wereldwijde vleesproductie. Niet alleen voor Latijns-Amerika, maar ook voor andere delen, ook voor Europa. Dus omdat een groot deel van ons vlees daar vandaan komt, gaat een deel van de veevoeder, omdat voor het vee ter plekke om het vlees te maken, gaat daarheen. Dus een sterke positie in Brazilië is natuurlijk heel erg belangrijk in dat hele veevoeder gebeuren.
Elke, that should give you what you need in Dutch. Next question, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press star 1. So for any additional questions, please press star 1. There's another question from Mr. Andrew Noel, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please, sir.
I'm sorry, you get stuck with me again. I just had two follow-up ones. Just going back to the synergies, I sense that you're not committing to any sort of figures, or can you provide something on that front?
Sorry, say it again.
On the synergies, can you commit to any figure in terms of what you expect to get, or is that coming later?
Yeah, that one.
We will not disclose the concrete synergy figure at this time.
Okay. And with today's deal, I mean, should we rule you out of any Pfizer animal nutrition process?
Yeah, we never comment on any theoretical acquisitions, only the practical ones we do. So we never comment on any of those. So.
Okay, maybe somebody else has queued up, so I'll step down.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press star 1. So for any additional questions, please press star 1.
If there are no further questions, can we do one more call for a final question? No, with that we'll wrap up this conference call, this media call on the acquisition of Tortuga. Thank you for your interest, operator. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call of DSM. Thank you for attending. You may now disconnect your line. Have a nice day.